Okay, we're continuing in the Drosha Seharan. We're in the Drosha Shlosha Asar, in the Mosad Rav Kook, we're on page Tav Kuf Tes Zayin. So last time we were talking about how the Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael, and when there's a doubt what the halach is, it's up to the Sanhedrin or to the Chachamim to decide what the halach is. And even if they happen to be wrong, they still are supposed to follow what they think is right. That's what the Torah tells us, Lo b'shamayim. The Torah is not in Shamayim. It's given over to the Jewish people. And however we, the Jewish people, paskin, that becomes what the halacha is. Even if we find out from a Navi or any other source that they're wrong, it doesn't matter. We still have to follow the Chachamim because the Torah was meant to be paskined and was given over to be paskined by humans based on human intellect. And we're continuing in that theme. So this explains the Gemara in Asochas Apolim in the Uvda de Rabba Bar Nachmini. Again, much of this drasha has been said elsewhere, but it's here as well. Havi Yosef Girda de Dikla Vikagaris. So Rabba Bar Nachmani was learning. Shama b'mesifta derakia, and he was able to hear that in the yeshiva in Shamayim, which as you're going to hear, sounds like an actual yeshiva, they were learning the following. Imba Harris Godemis Laseir Lovin. We're talking about Saras, someone who has leprosy. So if the white patch comes before the white hair, tummy, then the person is tummy. Some for Saras to become tummy, so the white blotch of skin has to come before the white hair. Vimseir lovin kodim lebeher is tahar. If a person gets a white hair and then gets a white blotch around it, they're tahar. Suffik, if it's unclear which came first, so listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, Amar Tahar, says it's tahar. Vekulu mesifta derekia, and the rest of the yeshiva shalmaila, the rest of the heavenly yeshiva, Amri Tamei, they said it's Tamei. Here it's a machlokas, it's a disagreement between God and the yeshiva shalmaila. Amri, so they said, Ma Nochach, who's going to figure out which is right? God or the Yeshiva Shalmaila? Nochach, Rabba Bar Nachmani. So they said, let's ask Rabba Bar Nachmani, Tavi Yachid Baalos, because he's a big Talmud Chacham in Alos, he'll know the answer. And then the Gemara goes on, Lavimatzi Malachamavas, the Mikrele, Midalavi Shasik Pumi Mikir. So he wasn't able to, the Malachamavas, the angel of death, was not able to get him, to get Rabba Bar Nachmani, because he was always learning. Azal Idmile Lagunda de Parshi, he appeared as an officer of the king. Amar Tenechnat, that Rabbi Bar Nachmani we thought was out to get him. Amar Tenechnafshi Dahugav Revelis Master Biyad de Machusa. So he said he'd rather die and not be given over to the government that was going to kill him. So Ishtik, so he was quiet from learning for that second, v'nachnafshi, and he died. Kevinecha nafshi amar, when he was dying, he said, tahor, tahor. He said, it's tahor. So, I guess, to that halacha that they were discussing about the baharis, about the leprosy. So, yetza baskal v'amar, so baskal went out and said, ashracha rabba bar nachmeni shekufcha tahor v'yotza nishmascha betara. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, that your body is tahar and your neshama went out with saying tahar. Okay. Vizuha gada tri chabir. Obviously, this agadata needs some explanation. Ki be'emes, lo hayu matilim pikpuk b'mashi sigu mi'ashem is baruch she'em matar. Obviously, they weren't arguing with God. They didn't think God was wrong. V'yadu be'emes v'lo zula. So, imkein heach amru tami. So, how did they say tami? How did the yeshiva shemaila, the souls of the people who used to be alive, and now they're dead, and now they're learning in the yeshiva in heaven, how did they argue with God? That they said, oh, Rabbi Bar Nachmani can paskin. What does that mean? But you can understand this agadata based on what he's just been saying till now. Even though they knew it must be that if you're in doubt, if it's a suffix, it's tahar, because God said so. They still said Tami. Why? Because these people used to be rabbis and scholars and people learned Torah when they were alive, and now their souls are learning Torah after death. And they used to have human minds. And their seichel would tell them that it should be Tami. So min haroi shiyia Tami. So then the halacha should have been Tami, afabushu hepech minemes, even though it happens to be wrong. Because that's what human intellect would say. So if human intellect says it's tamei, then that becomes halacha, even if it happens to be wrong. So it doesn't matter if you're wrong, if human intellect is wrong. The Torah wants us to follow human intellect. Just like the story with Rav Elazar and Tanur Shalachnai, we talked about that before, the Gemara Bava Metzia, where in that story, right, Rav Elazar ben Azariah said a certain halacha about Tanur Shalachnai, and this voice came out from heaven and said, Rav Elazar is right. And still they didn't follow him. So the Ran qualifies. It's not like the Chachamim in the story of Tanur Shalachnai, the story with Rav Elazar, who, again, that story was, he said a halacha, and then he said, if I'm right, let the river flow backwards. He did all kinds of miracles, and then a voice from heaven came out and said, Rav Elazar is right. And the Chachamim said, we don't care. We're still not doing like that. So he's saying it's not that they weren't sure whether this voice from heaven was actually from heaven. They knew it was from God. K'mosha lo sopik aleilu. Just like the Yeshiva Shamayla wasn't unsure what God said or said was true. V'afal pichein amru, and still they said, in the case of Tanur Shalachnai, ein Torah min ha-shamayim, that we don't follow baskols. We don't follow what it says in heaven. The Torah told us not to follow what it said in heaven. The Torah told us to follow what we think. V'afikach amru, and therefore, that's why in this story, they said, the Yeshiva Shalmaila said, Ma nuchach, who's going to tell us the right answer? Nochach Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Let's ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. V'lo basa lo ha'achra min emes. They weren't trying to figure out who's actually right in theory. Kilonis tapku b'zeh k'moshe k'safti, because that wasn't in doubt. Obviously, God said it's tar, then it's tar. Ela she'ichriya she'seichel ha'adam mechayev k'fi ha'tar v'amida she'nidresh ben latar. What they got from Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was a live person. And he said tar, so that means human intellect says it's tar. So that's why they asked Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because the Torah is supposed to follow what the Jewish people, Paschim, what humans think. So now, you'll ask, well, we had just said that the Yeshiva Shomayel is made up of the souls of the people who are learning Torah in their lives, so they used to have human intellect, so why were they wrong? Masha Hayim Etam, and that's which they all said it was Tameh, even though they used to have human intellect, so how come they didn't get it right? So either it's because they didn't completely remember how they used to think when they were in bodies. Oh, this is an interesting one. Oh, or possibly because they didn't learn so with enough diligence when they were alive, so they didn't quite get the right halacha when they were dead. Two possibilities. Anyway, so that's that Gemara. So you understand from all this, the point is, you learn from this that you have to follow what the rabbis say. Therefore, says the Ran, if someone violates an Isser Derabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition, over below Sase Min HaTorah, so then they're violating actually a Torah law, which is Lo Sasser. The Torah tells us you must follow the rabbi, so when you violate a rabbinic prohibition, you're doing that, but you're really being violating what the Torah said, which is to follow the Chachamim. So, Ein Hefesh bin a metaltal machat mecham alatzel b'Shabbos. There's no difference between someone who moves muktzah, oh hayotzi b'sandal ha'masumer k'maisa shahaya, or someone who goes out with a sandal ha'masumer, a certain type of sandal that the Chachamim said not to wear on Shabbos because of some story that happened. Either way, it's a din d'rabbanan. Lo'ochel chelev u'lechoresh b'shor v'chamor. There's no difference between those doing that or to eating chelev or plowing with a shor and a chamor, which are both Torah prohibitions. There's no difference between rabbinic Torah prohibitions and Torah prohibitions. V'lo'o, not only that, elashover alasei v'alosasei. Not only that, when you do a d'rabbanan, you automatically get an aseana and a losasei. Right? The asei is that you shall pi atar shay yerucha, you have to follow the chachamim, and lo sasser is lo sasse. Elashein lokin alav min ishu ulav shenitin lasser is misses. Basically, you just don't get malchus for technicality, but really by every derabbanan there is a say and a lo sasse that a person violates if they do an ishu derabbanan. Now you'll ask, really? That means derabbanans are on the same level as daraisas? Masha Omer Tamid B'Talmud, so if that's the case, every time we find all over Shas so many leniencies with Durabanans. Sveika Durabanan Lakula, that if you're unsure if something is a violation of an Issa Durabanan, you can be lenient. meaning unsure as in you don't know the situation, that you don't know the halacha. You're supposed to ask a rabbi if you don't know the halacha. But if you don't know, if the halacha is unclear, or if you're not sure about what happened, so safek derabban lekulif, by something derabbanan, you can be lenient. The aminu akhtana b'shel divrayim, and by isirim derabbanan, we trust kids who aren't 13 yet. V'lo aminu divrayim b'makam hafsed mamon, or that we don't, certain cases, Dine Rabbanan don't apply when there's a loss of money, mipnei kavodai of kviras, or if somebody's going to be mortified sometimes, or basically Rabbanans don't apply. B'simchas yantiv, and for simchas yantiv, for enjoying yantiv, sometimes Rabbanans don't apply in certain cases, harbi mekomos, many places. Kol zehu mipnei shekachis, no, that's not because Rabbanans are actually less important than Doraisas. It's because the rabbis, when they invented their new halacha, their din drabbanan of muksa say to not move things, they added these conditions in that if you're in doubt, you don't have to do it. Shachareisha, you don't have to worry about it. Shachareisha inim gozu mila laso siyagla Torah, because the whole purpose, the reason they made drabbanans is to keep people away from doing Torah prohibitions. So dayenu yimasarnu havados. It's enough that we forbade, you know, something that you're for sure doing wrong according to the rabbanan. V'layavo larvo al divrei Torah, that won't let you come to doing an aver minatara. Afapish not dilemmas fakus. Even if the rabbis would allow you to do something that's a suffik of their iser, suffik moving muksa. So even though they'll allow that, it's still gonna function because they're telling you do not move a pen, right? Why? Lest you come to do something wrong with that pen, like write with it. Okay. So well, let's say that was the reason. There's other reasons for muksa, but let's just say if you don't move a pen because you might come to write with it, so if there's some doubt about something, it'll still generally keep you away from writing. So that's why it accomplishes its goals, even if they allow you to do something if you're in doubt. So das Rambam zal chin kasev mefurish b'sefer shoftim. Okay, that's the opinion of the Rambam. V'amna mitzvah sasei min haTorah chamura midivrayim. However, there is an aspect where a mitzvah min haTorah is more stringent. Veshuzker ikra adavr b'sefer Torah telakim mefurish, because it is explicit in the Book of God. V'tziv alav Hashem yisbarach pravana, Hashem specifically told us not to do a specific thing. Not listening to the rabbis is a general thing. There are certain the mitzvahs in the Torah are said specifically by God about them, like don't eat non kosher. So those have a certain stringency to them. But still, all things Chazal invented are all still have a status of a din d'oraisa. Okay. Umash amru b'masecha Shabbos. That which we say in Masecha Shabbos, famous Gemara about Chanukah, Gabi Ner Chanukah, it says by Ner Chanukah, Shetzarech levarecha ad shirki d'shana b'mitzavet zivan al hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. The Gemara tells us that when you light Chanukah candles, which is of course something the Rabbanan invented, you have to make a bracha, ad shirki d'shanu, who sanctified us in his mitzvos, and commanded us, God commanded us to light Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara asks there, Vashalo, the Gemara asks, Heichan Tivanu, where do we see that God commanded us to light Hanukkah candles? He didn't, the rabbis did. The Gemara answers, Rav Avya Amar, Rav Avar says, Milo Sasser, because the Pasuk says Lo Sasser, which means you're not allowed to go away from what the rabbis tell you, you follow them. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Shalav Yicha V'yagencha Zekinecha V'yamrulach. It's from the Pasuk in Hazinu that says, you should ask your father, the elders, and follow what they say. So the Ran says that it sounds like, at least he's going to say what Rav Nachman said is sounds to him like a smachta, not a real drasha. Asmachta is something that's really midrabanan, rabbinic, but that they used the pasuk or was hinted to in the pasuk. But it's not a real din d'oraisa. And that's what he understands what Rav Nachman said. So that would, of course, be a contradiction to everything he said till now. So that's why he's bringing this to ask, well, what does it mean? Rav Nachman says it comes from Shalavicha v'yagedcha zekinecha v'yomrlach. It sounds like there is no din min haTorah to follow the Chachamim. Vein tzafik yishalavicha v'yagedcha zekinecha v'yomrlach inu mitzvah saseh. It's clear to him that that's not a real drasha, not a real mitzvah. It's only an asmachta. V'yehepech mimashik samna, that'd be the opposite of what you just said. V'yinayin came, but it's not true. Ella, that's not what the Gemara means. Ella Shaya Rav Avia Sover. What they're arguing about is that Rav Avia held Shekashem Shekolak Zeros Vahadinim Vas Yogim Shel Devrayim. Just like all Dinei Derabanan are Smuch and Alav the Losasser, they're all based on the Lav of Losasser. Kamoshim Forsh Bebrachas Perak Mishimeso. So Kacha Mitzvah Shechitshu. So Rav Avia held it's not just all regular Dinei Derabanan. It's even Derabanans where they completely made up a new mitzvah out of thin air. Could go near Chanukah, like near Chanukah. So that's also smucha malosu lav batzma. That's also based on that lav, that pasuk. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Shino Samach Bosu Alav El Advar Mishesh Me Mikra Minat Torah. Rav Nachman says that all the rabbanans, let's say muktzah, right? That's to keep you away from violating a Torah prohibition of doing something wrong on Shabbos. Near Chanukah is not connected to anything. It's totally brand new, invented. So Rav Nachman holds that that's a step down. That's you can't learn from Losasser, that you learn from Shalavicha V'yegedcha. So, aval mitzvot ha-mechudashos mehem, brand new mitzvot that the Chachamim invented that's not connected to anything else, elehem smach el b'pasuk Shalavicha V'yegedcha. Those come from an asmachta of Shalavicha V'yegedcha. V'hatam, and the reason is, v'yishadvarim sheim musifim b'mitzvot ha-Torah atzman. Because anytime the Chachamim add on to an existing Torah mitzvah, Ke'ein Pirush HaTorah. That's almost like explaining what the Torah meant. Shem Zal Omrim, because they say, Kol Tzemru Pishtim Heim Kilayim. All Tzemru Pishtim, all wool and linen are considered Kilayim, are considered the things you can't wear, Shatnez. Meaning, even if it's not the official way it's strung together, any connection of wool and linen you can't wear. V'chol Shvus Hu Malacha. And they also say, any Issed Rabbanan is like doing malach on Shabbos. So that's all them making a din Torah stronger, broader. So those are derabbanans that add on to existing mitzvahs. Those are learned from Losasser. Aval kisha omrim hidliku ner shel Chanukah, ein adam yachal asmichu alav shum inyan. But when they said light ner Chanukah, you can't say that's connected to Losasser. She'ein zeh b'chal ha-kosuv she'amar ki yipalei mimchad davar le-mishpat, because that pasuk of Losasser is going off of, if you're not sure about something, and you'll go to the rabbi, right? You're not sure about some Torah law, you'll go to the rabbis, they'll tell you what to do. Here, it's not, I'm not sure of some Torah law. There was no Torah law. They invented it out of thin air, Chanukah. El b'chal shalom avicha v'yegedcha. So that's how Rav Nachman says that that comes from shal avicha v'yegedcha. She'tava l'kabam le-zakenim ala klal. That just says, generally, listen to the zakenim. Okay, so that throughout hold is not a real daraisa, according to Rav Nachman. But anything that the rabbi said that was to protect you from an existing Torah mitzvah, kulam heim b'chalal losasser, that's all part of losasser, va'over al achad me'ashfusim, and anyone who violates an isidur abanan, ka'over al achad me'alavim, it's like they were over an isidur raisa as well. Okay, just read one more paragraph. Fikach amr v'yeshua l'Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Shmuel, "Kesheshalu b'pnei asur gvinas hagayim." So the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Avodah Zarah, they asked, "Why did the rabbis asur cheese made by a guy?" V'lo ratzel agalos taima min atam shamer b'Gemara. He didn't want to tell him the reason. V'amar lei, "Heyach atakari kitovim dodecha miyain or kitovim dodeich." So he changed the subject, and he said to him, "How do you read this pasuk in Shir Hashirim? It says." Kitovim something miyayin. Does it say kitovim dodecha miyayin or kitovim dodayich? Which is it? That means, again, your love is greater than wine. But who's talking to who? Is it Hashem talking to the Jewish people or the Jewish people talking to Hashem? Amarlei kitovim dodayich. So he responded that it means Hashem is talking to the Jewish people saying that your love is greater than wine. Meaning Hashem is saying to the Jewish people, your love is greater than wine. So he said back to him, nope, that's not correct. Because the rest of the pasuk teaches you, and that pasuk is clearly talking about a man. So it's the Jewish people talking to Hashem, saying, you are Hashem, love is greater than wine. Even though the Mishnah says it was when he asked him about Kvinas Akum, about cheese made without a Jew participating or watching, that it's not kosher. It says he sealed avaracha, means he changed subjects to try to get out of it. Ritonam lomer, what they mean to say is shlo amar lo tam iser. They mean he didn't want to say the reason. Avam mano shlo yishaluhu, and he wanted him to not ask him. Vanasan lo tam adar, and he gave him a reason. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. And by saying that, telling him this pasuk of your love is greater than wine, he was hinting to something. He's hinting to what the Gemara says. Amr Knesset Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said to Hashem, Chaviven alai divrei sofrim yosir miyayinu shel Torah. The Chazal darshan on that pasuk that the Jewish people said to Hashem, when it says dodecha, your love, it means divrei sofrim are greater than the wine of Torah. I mean, the rabbanans are better for, are greater to us than divrei Torah. So you're saying, don't ask. It's good. And it's good. It's a din drabanan. It's good to have din drabanan. So you can understand that based on what we said. Because once the Chachamim made a gzera, it's as if Hashem said it. It's as if it's part of the Torah. So it's at least equal to a din Torah. The divrei sofrim, the things the rabbanan invented, are at least equal to what the Torah says. And it's also better than Divrei Torah in that the Jewish people accepted it upon themselves without being commanded to do it by God. In other words, the Rabbanan invented a new mitzvah. So it's a little bit better Divrei Sofrim, extra mitzvos that we take upon ourselves, meaning the Rabbanan invent, better than what the Torah prescribed. In other words, besides the fact that it's the same level as Din Torah, because the Chachamim invented it, also, it's something we took upon ourselves, so that's extra, a little extra good, so that's why he's telling him that don't ask questions about Kvina Sakum. Din Rabbanans are good, and they are extra good. They're even better than regular mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.